Here is Benoit, and you're off and running.
Okay, so good morning, everybody. Thank you, Victor, for the nice invitation. So one of the research aims in my group is to engineer the gram-positive bacterium Lactococcus lactis to create live vaccines. So Lactococcus live vaccines are a new and innovative vaccination approach. So basically, traditionally, live attenuated vaccines using human pathogens were used. So human pathogens were attenuated and used as vaccines. This method is not completely safe, and that could cause side effects, many types of different side effects. Also, these bacterial cells could also revert to virulence, so that's very dangerous. These live attenuated vaccines are also highly immunogenic, and which prevents their successive use in multiple vaccination studies. On the other end, protein, DNA, and killed vaccines are considered safer, but they're very labor-intensive, and that really increases the cost. So these are significantly more expensive to produce. So one new innovative approach is to use Lactococcus live vaccines. So basically, the strategy is to produce large amounts of protective antigens from specific pathogens into an armless live carrier instead of using a human pathogen. That would be dangerous. So there's many advantages of using Lactococcus lactis for antigen delivery. First of all, it's non-pathogenic to humans. It does not colonize the GI tract, so the gastrointestinal tract, upon oral administration. It's very easy to produce and inexpensive because you just have to grow big amounts of these bacterial cells into huge containers. These are very stable compared to other vaccination approach, meaning that they could be very stable at room temperature. They're also easy to administer, so no health professionals are needed for oral and intranasal administration, as opposed to other types of vaccinations where you would need the use of needles. Lactococcus also induce low intrinsic immunogenicity, so that this vaccination approach can be used over and over for multiple doses. And also, Lactococcus lactis triggers local immune response, so upon usage either orally or intranasally, then you could always produce, if wanted, a more local immune response. Lactococcus lactis, what is this bug? Lactococcus lactis is a gram-positive lactic acid bacterium, meaning that this gram-positive bacterium produces lactic acid upon growth. It's very important in the industry. It's used to manufacture dairy products and food preservation. It's also involved in the making of different types of cheese, like brie, camembert, and cheddar. Only for cheddar cheese, 10 to the 7 tons of cheese are produced annually worldwide using this bacterium. That leads to the consumption by human of 10 to the 18 lactococci. So basically, Lactococcus was used for centuries, was consumed by humans for centuries, thus it's safe for human consumption. Lactococcus lactis has also got the generally recognized as safe status by the FDA. It's considered food grade, and it's used to deliver different biological molecules. And in our case, we're interested in using Lactococcus lactis to create vaccines, so to produce specific protective antigens. So the strategy is to use Lactococcus lactis, engineer these bacterial strains to produce the protective antigens, and then use them directly as live bacterial cells for vaccination. Basically, in our lab, we have two research interests, one that I just talked about. The two model systems we use are Leishmania and Toxoplasma gondii, two human parasites. And we are also studying mobile elements in bacteria, so group 2 introns, mobility pathways, evolution, applications. And I would like to acknowledge all the funding agencies at the bottom of the screen that give us money to do this research in our group. Thank you.